A draft environmental impact statement on the proposed St. John's Bayou and New Madrid floodway projects is available for public viewing. The project area is located in New Madrid, Mississippi, and Scott counties in southeast Missouri. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has released the environmental impact statement on the $164 million project. The project has two phases. The first phase involves closing a 1,500-foot gap that exists between two levee systems affecting both drainage basins. The second phase involves installing pumping stations in the St. John's Bayou and New Madrid floodway basins. Surface water from the basins drains into the Mississippi River through a system of streams that drain the basins through a narrow opening in the levee system into the Mississippi River. When excessive rains come and the river rises, culverts are closed, which blocks the river's backwater. However, closing the culverts prevents any exit route for accumulating rainfall, which leads to massive flooding. Project Manager Danny Ward is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Ward says the project was authorized in 1986, but years of disagreements between federal agencies have pushed the project back.
The National Environmental Policy Act, or we refer to it as NEPA, is a requirement for us to disclose any environmental impacts and ensure that the public can fully understand what the impacts are. So we have done a series of NEPA documents since the late 80s, and there has been some environmental controversy regarding some aspects of the project, mainly due to closure of the New Madrid floodway. And the difference is the economic benefits of reducing flood versus the environmental damages.
Ward tells what some of the issues are that are addressed in the environmental impact statements.
There are several issues that we've discussed in the draft environmental impact statement. It's one is wetlands. What closing off portions of the New Madrid floodway, as well as reducing flooding in St. John's Bayou Basin, what impact would that have on wetlands? What is the appropriate amount of mitigation? As well as, in addition to wetlands, it's just fish and wildlife habitat in general. For instance, how much reduction in fish spawning habitat would occur, and how do you go about compensating for those impacts? So those are some of the issues identified in this environmental impact statement. As well as, we try to balance the environmental impacts with the socioeconomic impacts from flooding as well.
And he gives an update on the process.
Where we are right now in the process is we've developed a draft environmental impact statement, and we've identified a tentatively selected plan, and that plan is we've strived to seek balance between the economic impacts of flooding as well as the environmental benefits that flooding provides. So we've documented all of this in a draft environmental impact statement. And this draft statement is available for public review. It undergoes a 45-day public review where the public has the opportunity to review our analysis, review our plans, and submit comments to us so we can consider those comments in any future project decision.
The public comment period opened July 26th and runs through September 9th. The environmental impact statement is located in libraries in Sikeston, East Prairie, Charleston, Jefferson City, New Madrid, and Benton, Missouri, as well as the Cairo Public Library in Cairo, Illinois. Public meetings will be held in East Prairie, Missouri, and Cairo this month. Ward says the Army Corps will address the public comments and come up with a final environmental impact statement for review. You can go to our website, kasu.org, to access the environmental impact statement online. Just go to our story under the news page and click on the link to access the draft statement. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves, reporting in Jonesboro.